What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Millennial Hollywood here on the Popcorn Talk Network. Today we are interviewing an exclusive interview with the winner of the four, so don't go too far.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Millennial Hollywood here on the Popcorn Talk Network. Today we are interviewing someone who has quickly became a household name. She is the season one winner of the four and is named iHeart's new On the Verge artist. Welcome, Miss Evie McKinney. How are you?
Welcome.
I'm so blessed to be here, and this is so nice.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming. We're so excited. We've been watching the show for ever since the first episode, so we've been through it all with you guys watching. And now that you have, you know, won the competition, you woke up this morning. How are you feeling?
I woke up feeling like I done conquered the world.
Hey. All right.
I woke up feeling like everything that I ever been through in life has really paid off, you know, because as an artist, you always look for the next big thing you can get into or the next big thing that can take your career to the next level. So it's happened for me, and I'm just really excited to see, you know, what's about to happen next.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And also, for everyone who doesn't know, where can they find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Evie, E-V-V-I-E, _music, and find me on Facebook at Evie McKinney.
All right. And you're coming up against, like, what, I think you have almost 100,000 followers
on Instagram. I'm at 95,000 right now. Cool. I just need, my goal is to get to 100,000 before the end of the day. I think I might do it.
That's amazing. What did you jump up from last night? Because I know before the final episode.
So last night, before the finale aired, I had 25,000. So overnight, I'm at 95,000 right now.
Goodness.
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is amazing. It just shows the power of social media, the power of the show.
Yeah.
It was such a show that resonated with so many people. Yeah. And I had to bring one of the panelists from the four after show here at AfterBuzz to join me because she's the expert for today. So where can everybody find you?
Hey, guys. My name is Ashley Allen, and you can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
All right. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. So let's talk about this. My favorite performance of you so far throughout this entire show has been last night, Proud Mary.
Really?
Yes. And I want to know, like, are you a dancer or what's happening right
now? Yeah.
Because that was a lot. That was amazing last night.
Well, I am a dancer too, but I'm not just, I wouldn't just say, oh, I dance, but I'm just an entertainer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in order for you to be an entertainer, you have to dance. You have to, you know, engage with the audience. You have to make sure, you know, that they loving you. And that's, you do whatever it takes for the audience to fall in love with you because they the ones going to buy your album. Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
And I must say, your performance, the Proud Mary, was my favorite of the
season. Thank you.
Like, girl, as soon as you stepped on, I was like, okay, she about to do something.
What did you think I was going to do with the outfit on and everything? What would you think I was?
Well, you know, in past weeks, I've always said that you have touches of Tina Turner, touches of Beyonce. And I'm like, I know she's going to have to do something Tina Turner-esque at some point. And when you did it, I was like, yes, yes, yes. Yeah. And yeah, you killed it. And I think the fact that you do throw in your dance moves shows the strength of your vocal ability.
Oh,
that
really?
You can sing and dance all at the same time.
Yeah.
So you're great.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Not only that, but when you're singing a song, it's not like you're just like, oh, like just having fun with it. Like, you're belting out while like flailing around in the floor, and you kept the pitch and everything. Most people could not keep the pitch when they're moving around like that.
Yeah.
So that was really amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and then whenever you won that, when you were ready to move on to challenge someone, I have to know. I need an elaboration of what was going on in your head. Why did you pick Javaya to challenge?
I picked Javaya because, and let me start by saying this, the whole week up until recording for the finale, I had in my mind that I was going to have to choose between Candace or Vincent. Mm-hmm. But when I got on that stage and when Fergie asked me, when the audience chose me and Fergie asked me, Evie, who do you want to challenge? I looked up at my brother and he said, you gotta go with Javaya.
Yeah.
Really?
But it does make sense because during the finale, the first song she is saying, the judges told her, you know, that wasn't your best performance. Right. And I know for a fact I'm a performer. So when you're in a competition, mm-hmm. you're looking at, okay, what did the judges just tell this contestant? What did he tell her? What did he mm-hmm. tell him? And I took that into consideration and I chose her and I won that challenge.
Yes, you did.
Man, but when I won that challenge, y'all just don't know. Like, it took so long for them to make a decision.
Okay.
And when they finally called my name, I was just like, thank God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank God. I knew I would have been one step closer to winning, but man, because Javiah has over 1 million followers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was taking all of that into consideration. Like, if I choose her, her followers are gonna come for me. Mm-hmm. But I took the chance. So, and I think I made the right decision.
Yes, absolutely.
I think you definitely did. It's one of those things where, obviously, this past week you've been doing a lot of press with the last four.
Yeah.
Is it very like, okay, we're competition, we're gonna play
awkward.
Nice? Is it awkward?
It's kind of awkward. It was kind of awkward on the finale mm-hmm. because it was the finale mm-hmm. and we knew, like, okay, we going to have to lock down because we're about to go up against each other. Like, nobody else is coming into the show to take a seat. We're taking each other's seat right now. But we do have a respect for each other. Like, mm-hmm. everybody's different and we respect that.
That's cool. I love that. I love that honest answer because a lot of people will be like, oh, we're best friends. But at the end of the day, mm-hmm. you guys are there for a reason.
Yeah.
You're there to win. So, like, if you make friendships along the way, that's great. But but you're there for you. They're there for them.
Mm-hmm. And it's one thing, like, while you're on stage, you're in competition mode. Mm-hmm. You guys can be friends when the competition's over, when the cameras are off.
Right.
But you have to be focused and understand what you're there to do. So.
Definitely. And whenever you won the challenge against Javiah, what do you think you did in that performance that she didn't?
I performed and I sung. So my second song was Ain't No Sunshine. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't no upbeat. It wasn't, you know, anything you can just go crazy on. But it was something. It was a song that I felt like I could perform and get across to the audience where they could feel every single word I mm-hmm. felt. Because, believe it or not, people are going to always, no matter what you did for them, they're going to always remember how you made them feel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I remember when I chose those songs, because it's the finale. I had to find a different way besides dancing, besides just performing, you know, to win people's hearts. And mm-hmm. that's what I did, so...
Yeah. Definitely. I think just the song choices that you've had throughout the season have been so great. I feel like some people, you know, maybe didn't pick the right song for this or that challenge. So you have like a bank of songs that you can choose from and you're able to have the liberty to choose from those, or how does that work?
So I usually just have a genre that I choose from. And in modern, like, I don't listen to a lot of modern music at all. Like, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, born and raised, still in my blood, running through my veins right now. I listen to soul music all day long. Like, mm-hmm. that's just in my nature to listen to soul music.
Yeah.
And so on this show, I made sure that I, you know, I express that I love soul music. It's in my blood. It ain't nothing. I can sing something else, but if you really want me, if you want the feeling, then you're going to have to give me something that's real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad that you stuck to that genre, because like you said, that's you. It's mm-hmm. And you can really see when you sing the emotion and everything that it's really you, because, you know, a lot of people, like you said, can go the pop route or pick what's popular, but the great thing that you did was not only did you pick, you know, upbeat songs, but mm-hmm. you picked slow songs to show the variety and the range.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really think that suited you.
It really did. Just like my first episode, which was episode 5, Diddy said, "You gave me pain, you gave me color, you gave me complexity." And that meant so much just coming from him, because mm-hmm. I live with my voice all day long, every day. So when other people like Diddy, like Icon Diddy,
mm-hmm.
he's telling me, like, "You gave me everything. Like, it was nothing else you could have given me in this song." You know, that really meant a lot. It really did mean a lot.
I bet. Just hearing that from, like, the panel, it just seems like they all have such great things to say. And who do you think out of the panel gave you the best feedback or critique?
I think Meghan Trainor gave me the best feedback because she never, not one time did she say, you should have done this better or you should have done less of this. Like, even on Ain't No Sunshine, Diddy said, you did a little too much growling. But Meghan was like, no, I feel like that was the pain in the song. You know, so, and that's, you know, that's a whole nother story. But, yeah.
Whenever it was, like, down to the last straw, did you know going into this, did you predict that you were going to be going head-to-head with Candace in the end?
My prediction was I'll be going head-to-head with Javiah.
That's what I thought, too.
See, I thought I knew either Candace or Vincent. That's who I had you going against. Because I just felt like in the past weeks, you know, Javiah kind of, you know, fell off her game. And that's also why I felt like you picked her is because, like, you knew this, you can take this. And that's what happened.
I thought I was going to be going up against Javiah, but that happened, like, a whole round earlier.
Did you guys know that you would be, that you would have the chance to pick who you wanted to battle in the end?
Yeah, we didn't know that. Okay. And our producers came to us, like, days before we even recorded the show and was like, okay, you have to have set in stone. Who are you going to challenge? And I honestly, I was like, I'm going to challenge Vincent because he's the only boy the whole time. For a whole week straight, I told my producer, Vincent is the one I want to challenge. But like I said, when I got up on that stage, when all of us took the stage, it was like completely different, you know, because everybody does love Javiah. But that night, they were saying, this was not, you did not perform this song the way you could have. We've seen better. So I took that into consideration.
Yeah,
definitely. And it is kind of crazy how this show works. I love that it is a different approach to, like, a singing competition show. But it's just kind of weird because we've been watching the show and then all of a sudden you said episode 5 was your episode, right?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here you come and then you win the entire thing. So it's definitely a different approach than a lot of singing shows. When did you first find out about the 4 and when did you submit your audition?
I found out about the 4 probably in November, early November. And a family friend called me and he was like, have you heard of this new show called The 4? And I was like, no, what kind of show is it? He was like, it's a singing competition. I was like, oh, Lord, another singing competition. But he told me about the show, and then he told me that Diddy, Meghan Trainor, DJ Khaled, they were judges on the show. And I was like, okay, I'm listening. Tell me a little more about it. So eventually he got in touch with the producer on the show, and I sent her my videos. She didn't get back to me until, like, a month later. And how she got back to me was she responded to me by mistake. She responded to an email that I had sent her when I was first contacting her initially about the show. And then she was like, well, basically, since I'm contacting you, like, send me something. I sent her some videos, three videos. The next day, she loved everything I sent her. She said, I'm presenting you tomorrow. Next thing you know, they flew me out to audition. Oh, I was like, it's in God's hands.
So now that it's all came to fruition and here you are, the winner of the 4, you know, this is the next day, you're doing a lot of press. What's next? Like, how do you move forward from this?
So, moving forward now, besides me taking it in and embracing that I won, I am, the next step is going to be work. The next step is going to be, okay, talking to Diddy, talking to DJ Khaled, and we come together on what my single needs to sound like and what it needs to look like, what it needs to feel like. And y'all know I'm so all the way, so I'm worried about what it's gonna feel like.
Right.
And that's really, really exciting because Diddy is Diddy, DJ Khaled is DJ Khaled. So I'm really excited to work with them.
Yeah. So watching the show, I know one thing that I really enjoyed is seeing your family there to support you, like your brother's reaction. Like, I've always looked to see
everybody saying
and I love that. So How has the support from your friends and your family really pushed you and kept you in line throughout this competition and throughout your musical career, period?
My family support is very imperative and very important for me when I'm going through something like this. And the reason why is because when you're in a competition, when you're on TV, period, you have to have confidence. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to have confidence in everything you do, the way you sit, the way you talk, the way you do everything. But I'm a performer, and my family has known that ever since I was a little girl. But my brother being here and my family being here, my mom came, you know, my other brother is here. Like, it's just something. It's something, it's a feeling that gives you a feeling, a fearless feeling. Mm-hmm. Like you feel like, okay, no matter what, my family is here. Mm-hmm. I done won already anyways.
Yeah.
So it really don't matter what whatever the judges say, you know, whether I have my family, you know, I need my family and they're here. Like, that's the biggest support I will ever need in life. Yeah. So.
And I love how you say you dedicate every performance to your father.
I do.
Did you feel him up there on stage with you that are in the
Always,
finale?
All the time.
That's amazing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. I love the aspect of family because I think that that is so important. And a lot of people, they forget about their family or they get so caught up in the competition that it's all about, like, you know, the digs that they throw at each other, or if they try to, like, look all tough and throw, like, the, you know, like, the little back and forth bickering. And something that you steered clear of was you just let your voice speak for itself.
Yeah.
You weren't there for, like, the silly bantering or the, well, I'm going to do better than you. You just let your voice speak for itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that you're one of the only people in the competition that did that, which I think goes to show. At the end of the day, it is about the voice. It's about being a performer.
Yeah.
And it's not about, you know, all the other trivial things.
It's because it's really not. It's really not. Because like I said in the beginning, people aren't just, when they come to your show, they're not just looking to listen to you. They can listen to you sing on the radio. They can listen to you sing, you know, through their iPhone or through any kind of mobile phone. But I want to be a legend. I want to have a legacy. I want people to say, man, she has inspired me to get up and get a job. She's inspired me to get up and do better or to just be happy, be grateful, you know, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And also, you're iHeart's new On the Verge artist.
Yes!
So that's incredible. So can we expect to see you at the iHeart Radio Music Awards performing?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
I'm not
sure. We're hoping
for
that.
We're going to put it in the air.
I'm hoping for it, too, because I just really, me being the newest On the Verge artist, it's not, I don't really know a lot about, like, the award shows and stuff and what really goes on, but you probably going to see me.
Yeah. I mean,
we're going to see you.
We are.
Somewhere.
We know. And I mean, not only that, but they've always got to announce it at the award show. So we're going to get to hopefully see you there. But that's very incredible. So congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Obviously, you're going to be working closely with Diddy, DJ Khaled. Would you ever do a duet with Megan?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. And honestly, that's my dream right now. Like, my present day dream, that is my dream right now. And she knows it. She's aware of it, of how much I love her and how much I love her music, her sound. Mm-hmm. I've made that very perfectly clear to her. And we just gonna see what happens. But I won, so... I won.
You did. You did.
I won.
So congratulations on all your success. And again, where can everybody find you on social media?
You can find me. Y'all look at me. You can find me on my Instagram at Evie_music. On my Twitter at Evie_music. And on my Facebook at Evie McKinney.
Right. Yes, and everybody, you can find me, Ashley Allen, on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
All right, and make sure to check out the AfterBuzz TV recaps of the four. They've got all of the interviews. They've got all of the episodes that they've recapped for you guys. And again, congratulations. We're so proud of you.
Thank you.
And we will see you guys next week.
Yes. See ya.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.